So it's really weird. I'm talking to Martin, my Factorum tour manager, Martin. I'm going, Martin, why is it after every show, the only people that want to meet me are about 5 to 7 pale young guys? And he goes, well, Bill, could it be perhaps the subject matter of your show? I don't know. All I talk about is how much I like eating pussy. You'd think there'd be 5 to 7 lovely young women going. Carrots in each hand. Hello, goat. But no, I always get 5 to 7 pale guys. We jack off too, two are almost dead. Nice to meet you. Grips on your. But my girlfriend left me, and I was very depressed for 7 years, and I drank my body weight in Jack Daniels whiskey every fucking night. Then it occurred to me, you can't get down, man. You gotta let it go, you know? I mean, you have to look on the bright side, you know? You have to, there's no other way. And as small as that bright side may be, you gotta look at it, and that's all you got, you know? So I think on the bright side, it helped my career that she left me. Well, I mean, because now I'm driven by a fantasy. That one day this girl who I love more than anything in the world, and she said she loved me then left. One day she's going to be living in a trailer park somewhere in Oklahoma. And she's going to have 9 naked little kids with rickets that bring home dead animals from the side of the road for them to eat at night. Burrs in their hair, mud on their face, rats laying babies in their ears at night. She's going to live with this ex-welder, 600 pounds, fur all over his back, drinks warm beer, farts, belches, beats the kids. Watches American Gladiator every fucking night and has to have it explained to him. Yeah. One night he's gonna be making love to her and his heart's gonna explode and she's gonna be trapped under 600 pounds of flaccid fish belly cellulite shifting like the tides of the ocean as blood and phlegm and bile and a chaw of tobacco pours out of his mouth and nose into her face. And just before she drowns in that tepid puddle of afterbirth, she turns to the telly, and I'm going to be on it. So you see, I'm not bitter. And the important thing is to live and let live. Oh, I'm hanging by a hair to sanity.